Volume 1. Back in Time. Chapter 1. A Rude Awakening.
Miss? Miss?
The voice filters slowly into my consciousness, as persistent and irritating as a steady drip of water from a rusted tap.
Miss? Are you alive?
That is what one might term an excellent question. I have to admit that my current reality, face down on some sort of cold, rock-hard surface that smells strongly of horse dung, chilled to the bone, and with a headache that feels like sharp-edged rocks are crashing around inside my skull, appears to rival even the traditional fire and brimstone on the spectrum of unpleasant outcomes for the afterlife. But I do not believe myself to be dead, which would lead one to the conclusion that I am indeed alive.
Miss? You can't sleep here. The museum will be opening soon.
No, I am definitely still alive. Which, I suppose on the bright side, means that I'm not consigned to an eternity of lying here with a crashing headache and a strange male voice addressing me as Miss. Something awful has happened. An unnamed horror twists in my stomach. Something awful is waiting for me, ready to pounce. I can't remember what it is, but I can feel dread pooling like a lead weight in my chest.
Miss?
I push myself up to sitting, at least my arms and legs still appear to function, and pry open my eyes.
Will you stop saying that?
The owner of the voice sits back, blinking in surprise at the suddenness of my resurrection.
Saying what?
Now that I'm more fully awake, his voice sounds low and pleasant. He has an accent of some sort that I can't place. My first glance provides me with a jumbled impression of dark hair under a domed blue helmet and thickly lashed dark eyes. But the feeble light of what appears to be either very early morning or very late evening is stabbing clear through to the back of my skull. I squeeze my eyes shut again, massaging my forehead in vain hopes that some of the throbbing ache will stick to the tips of my fingers.
Stop saying miss.
I beg pardon.
The man's voice. Policeman's voice, a sluggish part of my brain corrects. That's why he's wearing the helmet and the dark blue tunic. He's a police constable. No, actually. Detective constable. Risking a second glance through slitted eyes, I can make out the insignia patch on the sleeve of his jacket.
But since we haven't been formally introduced, it seemed like Miss was the best I could do.
His voice is amused more than anything else. But then he clears his throat, sounding somewhere midway between disapproving and awkward.
Look here. You'd better find a place to sleep it off. Somewhere safe. If you go down to Queen Street, you could try the St. Vincent de Paul Society. I can't promise that they won't ask you some awkward questions. I want to pray for the good of your immortal soul, but...
The dark speckles are clearing from my vision, the headache retreating from agonizing to merely sickening levels of pain. It's enough for me to finally take in the full details of the detective constable's appearance. He's quite young. I doubt he can be more than 22 or 23. He's also quite handsome.